You're with SBS Radio.
With me today is Josh Gowdry from Flannery's Organic and Whole Food Market, and we are going to talk about fruits and vegetables. Good day, Josh.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks for your time.
No worries.
We are going to talk about eating the proper fruits and vegetables or that are in season this spring and summer. So first of all, can you tell us this spring, which fruits should we watch out for and make full use of?
So for spring and summer, I guess you want to look out for your fruits, like your bananas that are in season. At the moment, like right at the moment, berries are in season. So strawberries and blueberries, they won't be in season for much longer, but they're actually really, they're really quite good at the moment. And they have all of your antioxidants in there. In terms of vegetables, pumpkins in season at the moment. So yeah, pumpkins, getting a lot of pumpkin through.
You're talking about berries and strawberries. Mixing them up into with your yogurt would be good, or your cereals as well?
Yeah.
And pumpkin soup, roasting it, roasted vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the whole food market, and we see a lot of misshapen fruits and vegetables. And a lot of times we don't take notice, but they're as good as the right shaped ones, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. They have all of the same nutrients, and especially with organic produce, they haven't been genetically modified to look perfect, and they haven't been sprayed with all of the nasty chemicals regular produce is sometimes. So they might have, you know, a couple more spots, or they might have carrots might have an extra leg or something like that, but they're still just as good for you.
And they taste the same.
They do taste the same, yeah.
Or even better, because you mentioned organic foods are better for you.
They are. So, yeah, they don't have the pesticides. They've been grown under certain conditions that makes them, so they don't have the fertilizers or anything sprayed on them.
How do we find out which is organic, which isn't?
They normally say, so depending on where you shop, if you shop at an organic grocer, they will most likely be grocery. But in terms of if it's not produce, they will have an organic label on it. So they have to say certified organic.
So you can't place that on a produce or a product unless it is organic, because there is a body that certifies it. Is that correct?
Yeah. The best way to find out is to just ask the shop and they'll be able to tell you whether it's certified organic or not.
And it goes through a process, isn't it? You just can't say to this agency that I don't use pesticides. They have to check and double check.
Yeah, so there's a strict regulations that you have to abide by to be able to be certified organic. Yeah, so there's a whole massive document and certification process you have to go through.
And so what else can we look forward to, especially this coming summer, where we would be spending a lot of time having picnics outside with our friends and family, and Christmas season is nearby, parties and everywhere. So what should we look out for, and what produce should we make full use of?
So coming into the summer months and towards the Christmas period, your stone fruit will come back in slowly. So all of your peaches, your nectarines, all of the kind of fruits that you associate with around Christmas time, that will come through, and your cherries as well. So your cherries will come through around the summer times as well.
Mangoes will be cheaper?
Mangoes will be back in season. They'll be a lot cheaper and a lot better quality as well.
And for our vegetables?
In terms of vegetables?
Well, during the summertime, we'll eat more veggies because it'll be warmer and we'd like to eat something that's more fresh and cool to the taste, isn't it? So salads will be in season.
Yeah, so salads, all of your asparagus will come back into season, stuff like that, your capsicum. Yeah, most vegetables are actually summer vegetables. The only ones that are really like thrive in the winter are like your broccoli, your Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. But yeah, most of them will be all good for summer.
And it'll be a great snack as well.
Exactly.
So next time you go to a shop and you see a misshapen fruit or vegetable, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's right, yeah. If we've raised awareness of not real looking food and acceptance of that, hopefully we can do more to minimize our food wastage.
How much of these misshapen fruits go to waste? or landfill?
Yeah, a lot. Like a really big percentage of it go just because no one will buy them. Like some to the point even where like even if your bananas are too big, they'll have to be, they're basically thrown away straight away.
Because they just don't meet the standards.
Yeah.
But standards in terms of appearance, not of taste and quality.
Exactly, yeah. It's all about aesthetics, which is, if we can change our perception of how fruit and veg looks, is supposed to look, hopefully we can change people's opinion of it and then hopefully minimize the wastage, yeah.
So like bananas, a lot of people, when they're nearly overripe, they turn them into banana bread, correct?
Correct, yeah.
But other vegetables, you can't do anything with it. So they just go to landfill.
Yeah, that's it. Even, a lot of the time out of our organic food shops, we put ours into a compost, which is a good way to deal with it. But yeah, a lot of the time people aren't doing that and it just gets thrown straight in the bin.
And for me, it's like throwing food away as well. And all the hard work that the farmer put in has gone to waste.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to support our local farmers by purchasing the food that doesn't look as good.
Thank you very much, Josh Gowdy.
Thank you. SBS.com.au